I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from around the world. This week in women's history, on July 19th and 20th, 1848, the Seneca Falls Convention, the country's first women's rights convention, is held in Seneca Falls, New York. A judge who denied bail for jailed financier Jeffrey Epstein on sex trafficking charges this week said he poses a danger to the public and seems to still have an uncontrollable urge for sexual conduct with or in the presence of underage girls. The Associated Press reported U.S. District Judge Richard M. Berman said Epstein also might use his great wealth and vast resources to flee the country. Epstein's lawyers did not comment. Berman said in court, citing a danger for both minor victims in this case and prospective victims as well, "I doubt that any bail package can overcome danger to the community." Epstein has pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking charges. The case also resulted in U.S. Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta stepping down over his handling of a 2008 secret plea deal with Epstein in Florida. In Japan, a fire at a famed anime company killed 33, and 20 of them were women. The New York Times reports Kyoto Animation had a reputation for hiring women. It also actually paid them salaries rather than freelance fees, which is unusual. Unfortunately, that could have put them at more risk since they were all concentrated in one place. Authorities arrested a suspect who Japanese media reports told police he started the fire because Kyoto Animation stole a novel from him. The company was founded in 1981 by Yoko Hata and her husband, Hideaki Hata. It helped launch the careers of two successful women directors in television anime. The fire appears to be the worst mass killing in Japan in decades. This weekend marks the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission and the first human being to walk on the moon. In all, 12 men have walked on the moon, and it took about 400,000 people to get them there. As The Guardian notes, there were numerous women among that cohort, from scientists to mathematicians to secretaries. It highlights several who played key roles, including Margaret Hamilton, who was lead programmer on the groundbreaking Apollo guidance computer. She coined the phrase software engineering to describe her field. Katherine Johnson did trajectory analysis for the pioneering missions of Alan Shepard and John Glenn, and then the Apollo program. She was featured in the book and film Hidden Figures. Frances Poppy Northcutt was the first woman in mission control at NASA, working on Apollo 8 and 11, as well as Apollo 13, which faced huge challenges to return home. She later became an attorney and currently leads the Texas chapter of the National Organization of Women. Joanne Morgan was the only woman in the launch room for the Apollo 11 liftoff and later became the first female senior executive at the Kennedy Space Center. She told the NASA website, "It was just meant for me to be in the launching business. I've got rocket fuel in my blood." One day after President Donald Trump tried to distance himself from chants at a campaign rally of "Send her back," aimed at Representative Ilhan Omar, he reversed course yesterday and defended the sentiment. Vox reported that during a White House event honoring Apollo 11 astronauts, a reporter tried to question Trump about the event, and Trump cut him off, saying he was unhappy with a congresswoman who can, quote, "hate our country." He defended the people at his rally in North Carolina who did the chanting, calling them patriots. Trump has been under fire all this week for a tweet aimed at Omar and three other freshman congresswomen of color, telling them to go back to where they came from. Omar is a Somali refugee and now a citizen. The other three were born in the United States. Researchers may have found one reason why rates of Alzheimer's disease are higher in women. WebMD reports a team from the Vanderbilt Regional Medical Center in Tennessee found that tau protein, which tends to go haywire in Alzheimer's and create tangles in the brain, spreads differently in women. They found women have more bridging regions that connect different areas of their brains, and that may allow tau to spread more easily and thus accumulate more quickly. The researchers presented their initial findings at a conference recently, but they have not yet appeared in a peer-reviewed journal. This week, Nicki Minaj pulled out of a concert in Saudi Arabia because she says she wants to show support for women's rights, gay rights, and freedom of expression. The Associated Press reported she was to have performed at Jeddah World Fest. The Human Rights Foundation issued a statement last week calling for Minaj and other performers to pull out of the show. The New York-based organization praised Minaj's decision to not perform. It called on other performers to follow her lead, including Liam Payne, who is among the stars performing at the festival, along with Janet Jackson and Chris Chris Brown. The kingdom saw profound change last year as a result of Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's top-down reform efforts, including the opening of the first movie theater and the lifting of the world's only ban on women driving. But there's a hard limit to the reforms, as revealed by the brutal killing of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi by Saudi agents close to the crown prince in October. Also, several women's rights activists have reportedly been tortured in detention. The BBC reports Human Rights Watch points out that while women can now drive, there are other barriers. Women must get permission from a male guardian to travel abroad, get a passport, access health care, and work. And in New Mexico news, New Mexico's attorney general wants to change a law that allowed Jeffrey Epstein to avoid registering as a sex offender in the state, where the financier owns a sprawling, secluded ranch, and authorities say they are interviewing victims. AP reported Attorney General Hector Balderas said he will renew his push for legislation that would require anyone with a conviction of human trafficking for commercial sexual activity to register as a sex offender in the state. And the granddaughter of World War II Navajo code talker and state legislator John Pinto will serve out his term in the Senate through 2020. The AP reports Navajo Nation member and teacher Shannon Pinto was appointed Thursday by Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to represent a district that extends from the Four Corners to Gallup. John Pinto died in May at the age of 94 after serving over four decades in the legislature. He voted this year in favor of a successful bill to expand background checks on gun sales and was a supporter of abortion rights. In a news release, Pinto said she will fight for common sense gun violence prevention measures and be a champion for efforts that support women and their personal health care decisions. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.